Dr. Parabase mentioned him on heroic carry, ain't a mitame beziba meifle. Rabbi Yama Yama, somebody who saw carry within 24 hours previous to seeing the second admission of the Zog, he would not be coming as a Zog. As he would say, the second admission that he had did not happen by itself, it only happened because of the carry that he saw in the 24 hours previous to seeing that second admission. Rabbi Yama, if we don't give him a full 24 hour period prior to the second admission of Ziva, we only give him that very day, only if he has seen carry, that very day that he has seen the second admission of Ziva, would we say that he would not be Tame as a Zog. Nakri Sharab carry minutes, guys. Miyadu Matami Vizi, a Zog that saw carry and became a gear. And after he became a gear, he had an admission of Ziva. That Ziva would make him Tame. Even if it's not his first admission, even if he already had a first admission while he was a gut, and this admission is his second admission, and this second admission happened because of the character that he had seen within 24 hours previous to the second admission, even so he was coming. At the first admission that he had while he was a gut, he does not count. So this second admission is really his first admission, and a first admission of the Zog would make him come in even though it came because of the character that he had seen within 24 hours previous to that admission. There's only the second admission which came after seeing carry would not make him come as a Zog. But the first emission, even if it came after seeing carry, would make him come. So therefore this guy, even though this is his second emission, since the first emission happened while he was a guy, the second emission is considered really his first emission. A woman that sees dung, she would become a 24 hours previous to seeing the dung. And even though she's only seeing the dung now, we have to assume that the dam already left her uterus up to 24 hours previous to her seeing the dam. And therefore, she was coming already 24 hours ago. So anything she came into contact with in 24 hours at a time, she saw the dam would be coming. And a woman that is machi, a woman that is having labor pains, she's in the process of childbirth. Even if she sees dam while she's in labor, and she's in her days of ziva, she would not become a zava. And the woman only becomes a zava if the blood comes by itself, not if it comes because of the labor that she is having. But that's only if she continues to have these labor pains right up to the point of childbirth. But if, within 24 hours of childbirth, she stops having these labor pains, in such a case, the blood that she saw while she was having labor would make her into a zava. And since we see the labor pains let up 24 hours prior to childbirth, we would not assume the blood that she saw came because of the labor. Instead, we would say that blood makes her into a zombie. The dinner that somebody who kills his own ebiknani, his ebiknani dies immediately. Then the master is high misa for killing his ebik. But the Torah says, Akin yomo yomayim yamo. His ebiknani lives for a day or two after the master hit him, and only then did he die. In such a case, the master is off the hook. He's not high as misa. And why did the Torah say Yom or Yomayim, a day or two? It should have just said that if he lives for a day, the master is not chayav misa. Certainly if he lives for 2 days, the master is not chayav misa. So Chazal explained, Yom Shehu Kiyomayim, a day that's like 2 days, that's referring to a 24-hour period. So therefore, the mission says somebody who hits his Eved Nani, and he lives for a 24-hour period after he hit him, and only then did he die, the master is not chayav misa. A dog that eats butter from a maid for 3 days, and each day a full 24 hours, that butter I made is considered as if it had not been eaten, and it's metame. As a dog takes a long time to digest the food that he eats, so therefore when he eats butter I made, it takes 3 full 24-hour periods for the keller to digest that butter, and up until that time, the butter made his mitame as if it had not been eaten by a dog. Only after 3 full 24-hour periods would that butter made be considered digested and no longer be mitame. Sarazavim Parabez, Mishnah Dalet, Hazav mitame et hamishkav, v'chamisha drachim, litame adam, litame begot. There are 5 methods in which a zav can be mitame the mishkav, something he lies down or sits down on. As the tumor of his love is very stringent, his mitame mishkav amaisha, if he sits or lies down on something that is set aside for sitting or lying down on, it would become an abhat tumor. And there are 5 ways he could be mitame the mishkav amaisha with this severe tumor, that the mishkav amaisha would be an abhat tumor, that would be mitame a person along with the begadim, the clothing, that the person is wearing. A sense of mixture of a moisture with an avatuma is mitame and adam, and the person would become tame along with the clothing that he is wearing, or along with any utensil that he is touching at the time that he is in contact with the mishka of a moisha. The five methods are oimet, if the zub stands on the mishka of a moisha of yoshet, or he sits on them, shochet, lies down on them, nitla, hangs on them, meaning to say that the mishka of a moisha is on one side of a balance scale, while the zub is on the other side, and the mishka of a moisha is heavier, and the zav is now hanging on the mishka b'mayshav. Since the mishka b'mayshav is heavier, the zav is higher up than the mishka b'mayshav, which are on the other side of the scale. This is called hanging, and the mishka b'mayshav would become tameh. And the fifth way is benisha, to lean on it. If the zav leans on the mishka b'mayshav, it would become an avatuma, a very severe tuma that would be metame and adam, along with the begat that he is wearing. After the mishkav becomes tameh from the zav, there are seven methods in which the mishkav, which is now an avatuma, would be mitameh the person along with the begadim that he is wearing. Omeh, if the person stands on the mishkav of Moshe, after the mishkav of Moshe becomes tameh from the zav, the person would be tameh along with the begadim that is wearing yoshet, or if he sits on the mishkav of Moshe. Shaykh, or if he lies down on the Mishkav HaMayshav. Nigla, or if he hangs on the Mishkav HaMayshav, meaning that the Mishkav HaMayshav are on one side of the balance scale, and the person is on the other side of the balance scale, and the person is heavier than the Mishkav HaMayshav, the Mishkav HaMayshav is higher up than the person. That's called Nitla in this case, and in this case, the person would become Tameh from the Mishkav or HaMayshav. Benishan, or the person leans on the Mishkav HaMayshav, Bimaka uvamasa, or by touching the mishka v'maishav, or by carrying the mishka v'maishav, and all these methods that the mishka v'maishav had become tameh from a zav, and a person comes into contact with the mishka v'maishav with any of these methods, the person along with the clothes that he's wearing would become tameh. The mishka v'maishav is an ava, 2 months mitameh, a person along with the clothing that he's wearing, or along with any utensils that the person is in contact with at the time he becomes tameh from the Mishkav of Moshe.